This week's parsha is Parsha Mishpatim. As anybody that has tried to learn Shnei Ezer knows, this parsha is very, very long and intricate, filled with many, many halachos, mitzvos, both in an lamakom and in lachaveira. I'd like to focus actually today on three mitzvos that I think all teach us one lesson. And the lesson is very, very important for us for life. And I really want everyone to try to pay attention and focus on it, because I think it could really change your whole attitude. I'd like to focus on the mitzvos that relate between man to man and Elam HaChavero, and just a few of them. And I want to bring up one theme that I think the Torah is telling us, trying to teach us by all these mitzvos. I'll begin with the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is something that we all understand, we all get, we all appreciate, but let's try to maybe sensitize ourselves to some deeper aspect of the mitzvah. The Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, "In kesef talven sami," when you lend people money, "Ese ani imach," the ani that's among you. And the Torah tells you how to do it. Don't do it in a way that he feels bad. Don't charge interest. We'll discuss a collateral in a second, another example. Let me ask you a question. You know, I work hard for my money. I don't really want to give it up so fast. How can I be encouraged? How can I be helped along in my thought process to be more of a giving person? To be more of a person than making, I don't want to give up. I'd rather my bank account be full than the other guy have the money. And that's by me. That's natural. Says Rashi, says the Torah, "Ese ani imach," I quote from Rashi, the end of that Rashi. Says Rashi, "Ese ani imach, hevi mestakel ba'atzmacha kilo ata ani." Rashi says, look at yourself as though you're an ani. Put yourself into that person's shoes. It's such a powerful and profound idea. The only way a person will become a generous talstaga is if they think about the person that's in front of them. They really try to imagine, what's it like to be an ani? What's it like to go around in the morning with your hand extended saying, tzedakah, tzedakah, food for Shabbos? We can't imagine it. We should never have to imagine it. But it's probably so degrading, so uncomfortable, so sad. But most of us don't even, myself included, most of the time, don't even like think about what it might be like. And if we would, and we had the means, it would be much easier to do so. Example number one. Example number two. The Torah says, if you lent money already, you took a mashron. What's a mashron? A collateral. What's a collateral? That means I lent Yonatan $1,000, but I was worried he wouldn't pay me back. So I took his guitar as a collateral. Or I took his sweater or a sweatshirt as a collateral. I like that sweatshirt from that school, Kadima, whatever it's called. I like his Kadima sweatshirt. I took his Kadima sweatshirt. Says the Torah, listen carefully. Now it comes time to sleep. Before it gets nighttime, I gotta return the sweatshirt in. You know why? Listen to this. It might be the only sweatshirt, says the Torah. He said, "La soul of the oro." Bamei yishkab. What's bamei yishkab mean? What's he gonna sleep in? You know what I say to myself? I don't care what he sleeps in. Let him pay me my money. Says the Torah, no, be sensitive. Think about it. He gave you a collateral. That's his sweatshirt. He doesn't have 10 sweatshirts. He's poor. Not Yonatan, Chas v'Shalom. The person that gives him a collateral, he gives him money. He doesn't have cash. But he gave it to you. Before you go to sleep at night with your down blanket and pillow in your plush, comfortable situation, you realize, you know what? It might be difficult for that person. But may Yishkab, the Torah says, think about him. Think about how he might be not going to sleep comfortably at night tonight. Think about the next person. One more example. Many times in the Torah, one example of this expression, the Torah says, to be very, very careful with the a ger. If he's a ger, make sure that you're very sensitive to his needs. Yeah, sensitive to the ger's needs. The Torah doesn't just say be careful to this to the needs of the ger. The Torah says many times, be careful with the ger. You know why? Because you know how it was to be a ger. Because you were a ger in Mitzrayim. Ki ger ve'yisim v'yitzrayim. Atem yedatem, you know nefesh ha-ger. Rabosai, I'm sure everybody in this room knows a ger. I know a few ger. It's not easy to be a ger. They gave a lot up so much to come to our religion. And sometimes people won't accept them. They're considered outcasts. When it comes time for Shidduch, when it comes time to marry their children, me a ger? No, I don't want someone that's Jewish for generations. I wouldn't give my child to a ger. The Torah says, love the ger. There's a special gift to love the ger. You know why? Because you are a ger. Think about it. Think. The Torah is telling us the following important yisod. When it comes to all mitzvot, tilam l'chavira. If you want to excel in those mitzvot, you can't just do them by rote. And if you try to do it by rote, it's not going to happen. You have to think about what does the next person need. Be thoughtful, be mindful about the next person's necessities. They say for Yisrael Salanter, the following beautiful expression. I'll say it in English. He said it in Yiddish. The next person's gashmias, the next person's physical needs, is my ruchnias, is my spirituality. Worrying about his physical needs is my spiritual needs. I'm going to tell you a Gavalka story. There was a great sage we know from the previous generation, the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim and Yeshiva and Rabin. It was a little town somewhere way out. I think it was in Belarus. And Chafetz Chaim had a student that got married in a far off town. And the minhag of the Yeshiva was that five students would leave the Yeshiva with the Chafetz Chaim and travel for the wedding. The Chafetz Chaim was Masada Kedushin, it was his student's wedding. He went to be the head rabbi at the wedding. And he took five students with him. They make a long trip, they come to the wedding hall. And after the chuppah is over, they come to have the meal. Chafetz Chaim goes into the kitchen. And the students are watching him. And they figure he's going to the kitchen to check out the kashrus to see is it kosher, is it not kosher. Chafetz Chaim comes out of the kitchen, goes to wash his hands, takes a cup, a washing cup, takes the smallest amount of water in his washing cup, a revius, 3-4 ounces to be yotzei, washes them once on each hand, and goes down to sit down at the meal. The students obviously are watching the Rebbe's every move. And so they sit down after the Rebbe and they say, Rebbe, explain your behavior. And we understand that you went into the kitchen to check out the kashrus. What's your shot in here? Using this little water. Said the Chafetz Chaim, I didn't go into the kitchen to check out the kashrus. I know this place is a kosher place, a kosher establishment. I wasn't worried about the kashrus for a bit. I went into the kitchen to see who is drawing the water and bringing the water to this event. Because they didn't have plumbing in those days. People used to go draw the water. And I inquired in the kitchen who's bringing the water for the event. And they told me that it's an almana, and it's a widow woman and her daughter, a yesoma, an orphaned woman, that's schlepping the water into this wedding. I said to myself, I'm going to be machmir and frum and use a lot of water at the expense of the pain of this almana, this yesoma, this orphan, this widow. Nuh-uh. Not me. That Chafetz Chaim. Because chesed isn't just about doing acts of chesed, it's about thinking, about being mindful. Imagine if you were an ani. Imagine if you had one sweatshirt. Imagine if you were a ger. The Torah is not just telling us to do actions. Yeah, check, I gave charity today. No. Think for a second. How would I feel if I was in those shoes? How difficult, how challenging might it be for me if I was in those shoes? The Torah wants to train us be mindful of all the people. Disclose the following thing. I know it's not Parshas Kedoshim, but in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah called Yahavta L'Reach HaKamocha. What does that mean? So the Gemara Shabbat tells us. And Hillel, while talking to the ger on one foot, said one thing. He said, you know what Yahavta HaKamocha means? It means, what you would not want done to you, don't do to the next person. If you wouldn't want someone to speak not nicely to you, don't speak that way to the next person. If you would not like somebody to treat you inappropriately or mistreat you or Chas v'Shalom abuse you, so don't do the same to somebody else. What does that require? It requires thought. I have to know what I don't like. I know what I don't like this done to me. I know what I don't like someone to call me that nickname. Don't call that person a nickname. I know what I don't like somebody to post something on the some picture about me on the group chat because it may make me feel bad. I know I wouldn't like that, so don't do it. Sorry if I got some chuckles for that one. So don't do it if you wouldn't want it done to you. The Torah is not just telling us mitzvahs are saying. The Torah is telling us how to become mensch. How to become a person that's thoughtful, that's mindful, that thinks about the next person, and that trains himself to be a mensch. We should be zocheh to learn the parsha, to live the parsha, and to become true, excelling individuals in B'nai L'Machaber. A wonderful Shabbos.